This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Americans have been replacing their knees at a remarkable rate. A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds total knee replacements have more than doubled in the past two decades. Around 600,000 of them are done each year. Peter Cram is at the University of Iowa Carver College of Medicine. He crunched these numbers and looked at what the knee surgery surge could mean for healthcare costs. Good to talk with you.
Thanks for having me.
So who's getting all of these new knees?
So our study focused on the U.S. Medicare population, and by our estimate, somewhere around 60% of all knee replacements are performed on Medicare beneficiaries, and our study focused on those people. So obviously the 40% of people who are getting knee replacements who do not have Medicare are not the focus of our work.
And just to drill a little deeper there, is it changing demographics? Is it an increasing demand for this surgery? What's happening that has caused that number to grow so rapidly?
Well, so our analysis really revealed two things. One is that we're doing more knee replacements because, quite simply, we are an aging society, and there are more people in Medicare in 2010 than there were in, say, 1991. The other part of the story is that there was a roughly doubling in the per capita utilization of knee replacement. What that means is on the same number of people, we are doing more knee replacements today as we were just 20 years ago.
Now, I'm not a doctor, but I have heard this conventional wisdom that's been out there that knee operations, in a sort of a general sense, might not always be backed by the best medical evidence, but people want to do them anyway. What's the latest sort of official medical verdict on procedures like this?
So knee replacement is, you know, an incredibly effective therapy. The problem is that the surgery is so good that we have hundreds of thousands of people a year who benefit from the surgery. And at $15,000 a pop, that adds up to real money, even by Washington, D.C. standards.
What are the implications for the medical system? Did you sort of cast things forward and look at financially what this means?
Well, so we are spending somewhere on the order of $9 billion a year on surgery for knee replacement. But remember, you could extend our findings to many other surgeries. And the fact is that this country has yet to come to terms with the fact that, yes, we have lots of incredibly good medical treatments that our hospitals can offer today. But the real issue is, how do we afford them? And that's something that we're still wrestling with.
Tough choices ahead. Dr. Peter Cram at the University of Iowa Carver College of Medicine. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.